2024 was the year when the smart glasses arms race truly began. For years, Snapchat, Meta, and Apple have been pouring billions into augmented reality. Up until now, the results have been underwhelming. The smart glasses we've seen have either been too expensive and heavy, or so basic and stripped down that they're just not worth buying in the first place. What hasn't changed though is their ability to invade people's privacy. In fact, it's only gotten worse. Most recently, two Harvard engineers created an app that uses Meta smart glasses to find people's personal information and even their home address, just by walking past them on the street.
But did you know there was a way to use the glasses to learn personal information about strangers just by looking at them?
Is your address Valley?
Yeah. Oh my god. Yes.
These are smart glasses that came out last year, but they've already got truly dystopian potential. Looks like Meta is coming first in the race. So far, their smart glasses have been the most successful of the bunch. People everywhere are starting to realize the real potential of Meta. After the failure of the Metaverse, this seems to be the next evolution of it, and it's scarily looking like the next step in technological evolution, especially because it's been helped along by their collaboration with Ray-Ban. The fact that they look like actual glasses has made them much easier for people to stomach wearing. They've also got the kinds of extras that modern tech products have, like an integrated charging case. Only the camera lens and the slightly chunkier frame give them away as tech at all. When you boil it down though, the product is still just basically an Instagram machine. It mimics some of the functions of a phone, like the speakers, the microphone, and the cameras, but the rest isn't there yet. But this isn't the same for their latest prototype though. Unveiled in late September of 2024, Meta's new version, in their own words, is quote-unquote the first true augmented reality smart glasses. In a demonstration with The Verge, Zuckerberg was happy to show off their new tricks. They're far more advanced than the Meta Ray-Bans, of course, but it means they're just too expensive to make for Meta to bother selling them. They're still just a prototype. The most impressive feature they have though is that they can display holograms in a 70 degree field of view. The integrated wristband seems like the best control option companies have come up with so far as well. It means you can control them through subtle gestures rather than pressing buttons you can't see on the other side of the frames. It opens the door for proper augmented reality. The holograms mean that they've incorporated the last part in mobile phones that they needed, the screen, and it's the last step they needed to actually replace phones altogether. Which is why people everywhere are starting to call this the new iPhone. Making videos like this takes up so much time, from all the scripting, research, clip selection, and post-production. It costs a huge amount to do all of this, and it's so time-consuming that it makes it almost impossible for anyone to even begin on YouTube. But with this latest update, NVIDIA AI is making video creation simpler and more exciting than ever before. NVIDIA AI is soon launching version 3. With the integration of generative capabilities, NVIDIA AI version 3 will allow you to create videos from scratch about any topic you can think of, welcoming you to a world of endless possibilities where NVIDIA AI puts you in the director's seat, allowing you to make videos with boundless imagination, whether it's telling a story, explaining a topic, imaginative footage, fictional scenarios, product videos, and just so much more. Other tools like Sora or Runaway have been making promises for months, but NVIDIA AI version 3 is launching soon, and will be ready to be used by everyone. It doesn't just generate clips or assets, it produces fully polished, complete videos.
In a world where everything is awesome, today, class, we're going to learn about chemistry.
You no longer have to rely on multiple tools for different parts of your workflow. NVIDIA AI version 3 is a complete solution that puts you in control. Want to create a story about a robot trying to escape a cyberpunk matrix? Now I want to add that he falls in love with a human called Mia. Now change the voiceover to my voice. With its generative capabilities, NVIDIA AI version 3 brings your wildest ideas to life in minutes. It's like having a Hollywood production studio at your fingertips. But here's the best part. NVIDIA AI version 3 is coming out in just a few weeks. That's right, this is not a promise for the future. It's a tool you can start using very soon. And you can actually try NVIDIA AI version 2 today for free, with pay plans starting at just $20 a month. Use my code MOON50 to double your video generation credits in your first month. And it truly does seem like the next step. Of course, they still need to make them smaller and cheaper though. And that's Zuckerberg's hope, as he revealed in an interview after the tech presentation.
But there's a pretty clear path where you're just going to use your glasses for more and more things. And over time, I think glasses are also going to be able to be powered by wrist-based wearables or other wearables. So you're going to wake up one day 10 years from now, and you're not even going to need to bring your phone with you.
The end goal for companies like Meta is for smart glasses to pretty much replace phones. They've said so much themselves.
When phones became the primary computing platform, we didn't get rid of computers. We just kind of shifted, right? So at some point in the early 2010s, I noticed that I'd be sitting at my desk in front of my computer, and I'd just pull out my phone to do things.
Yeah.
And I think what's going to happen, it's not like we're going to throw away our phones, but I think slowly you're going to wake up one day, 10 years ago, from now, and you're not even going to need to bring your phone with you. I think there will just be this sort of gradual shift to glasses becoming the main way that we do computing.
Being the company that brings new products to the market guarantees billions in revenue. In the same interview, Zuckerberg was asked how much Meta had already spent on virtual reality and smart glasses. He could only reveal that it was over $5 billion. It's an investment that's clearly put them towards the front of the pack. But who are Meta actually competing with? Well, you've probably heard of the Vision Pro, Apple's first venture into the market, and we've made a bunch of videos about this. And Apple's not a company that usually spends money on gimmicks, so it shows they really think that this technology could be the next big thing. But their approach seems to be very different so far, and kind of worse. Instead of sticking to the idea of smart glasses, they've decided to get the technology and full VR functionality there first. Now they're just working on making them much smaller and hopefully cheaper over time. Looking at the Vision Pro, they've got a long way to go. Whilst what they can do is impressive, they're far too large to comfortably wear for any long amount of time. Don't even think about carrying them around, unless you want to bring the external battery pack with you as well, and also just look like a complete weirdo walking around with this giant headset.
It's crazy that this is actually a real thing being shipped. Like, first Meta started doing it, now Apple's doing this.
Then there's Snapchat. With less money to throw around, it does seem like they're still trying to catch up. They've named their newest product Spectacles, and they're very similar to Meta's new smart glasses. While their functionality is impressive, it does come with a few catches. They're only selling them to app developers right now, and the 40-minute battery life means most consumers wouldn't really want them anyway. It's easy to get taken in by the potential of tech and the things we could do in the future with them. But as we've already seen with Meta's Ray-Bans, there's already massive potential for abuse. By connecting the live stream feature from the glasses to a set of AI programs and database searches, two Harvard engineers managed to create the perfect tool for stalking. Just from someone's face on the street, they could pull information off the internet like their name, employment history, hobbies, and even their home address.
Wait, are you Betsy?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I think I met you through like the Cambridge Community Foundation, right?
Yeah.
It's great to meet you. I'm Kane.
Oh wait. Do you happen to be a person working on like minority stuff for like Muslims in India at all or something?
Yes, me, yes.
Really?
Yes,
are you Kashif?
Yes.
Oh, I've read your work before. It's super cool. I'm Anfu, nice to meet you.
But what made this even worse was the fact that the victim had no idea it was even happening. The engineers could then use that information to pretend they knew the person and make them more susceptible to scams or really any other kind of social manipulation. Now, they weren't actually trying to stalk people. They were just trying to warn the public about what you can already do with this sort of technology. But the next people to use smart glasses in this way might not be so altruistic. But why have all these companies spent so much money on a product that's never really caught on? Any tech company should know that smart glasses are an easy way to waste billions of dollars. Google proved that over 10 years ago when they tried to launch Google Glass. But the technology just wasn't there. They couldn't overlay things onto what you could already see. Instead, they were more like having a much smaller, much worse phone attached to your face. And they just looked really stupid as well. But what really turned people off were the problems with privacy. With Google Glass, it really wasn't clear to other people when they were recording. Wearing them meant you were pointing a camera at everyone all the time, and it just made people uncomfortable. They became a joke overnight, with Google pretty much washing their hands off the project not long after their release. But even with how hard they flopped, it didn't stop other tech companies tinkering with the idea. Ever since, we've seen improvement after improvement. Batteries, processors, and cameras have gotten smaller and more powerful. But what's more is that years of people's privacy getting worn away has conditioned people enough to be okay with them. You can't walk down the street anymore without getting spotted by someone's doorbell camera. Whenever anything remotely interesting happens, everyone gets their phone out to record it. It's why so many people kicked up a fuss when Google Glass was released, but just 10 years later and nobody really cares anymore. Privacy is just a boring word. So maybe some of the barriers between smart glasses and mass adoption have been broken down. But it still doesn't explain why the tech giants have been so invested in them in the first place. Well, the answer lies in their potential. When a new tech product or service actually catches on, it's usually because it made something we were already doing even more convenient. People could already order whatever food they wanted to their homes before Uber Eats or DoorDash came along. In fact, it was easy. It just involved knowing a number and making a phone call. It's not like the delivery apps have even changed this process in any real way. Instead, they changed the user experience. By taking over every part of the process except actually making the food, they created a whole new product. Even after the investor money ran out and they massively increased the prices, it didn't really matter. People just got used to the convenience, and there's enough people who are willing to pay extra just for that. Most successful tech products have done this in some way too. They've taken something people did before and made it slightly easier. And it's made the whole world addicted to speed and convenience, and it's changed nearly everything we consume. consume. We used to read newspapers. Now most people just read headlines on social media. People used to watch hour-long TV shows and they thought it was rotting their brains. Now the youngest generation only watch TikTok videos and YouTube shorts. All of these things have caught on because they're quicker. It doesn't matter if the quality is way worse or that they actually cost way more. Convenience is always king. Whatever's easiest is always best for the market. Then there are those rare products that change the whole landscape, creating a whole new type of product that changed lives forever, like the iPhone or the original Nintendo. These are the products that tech companies really want to get behind despite the risk and the cost, as the potential payout is just too massive to ignore. True smart glasses could be both of these things. By overlaying digital information onto the real world, they could eventually replace smartphones entirely. Instead of having to Google anything or use your phone, your AI assistant could handle it all for you.
Then I can put a recipe together for you. I found several ingredients. Let me make a recipe.
It would see what you see, and AI could get you the information you need much faster than a phone ever could. Instead of Googling which train you need to catch, for example, the right one would be highlighted right in front of you. Then there's whole new things they can add. Pretty soon, AR glasses will have inbuilt subtitles. With AI interpreting audio for you, it would be a gift to anyone hard of hearing. They could even become auto-translators, displaying what people say in your own language right in front of your eyes. Then there's the convenience angle. Taking everything a phone does and putting it right there in your vision would take away one of the last barriers between us and the digital world. You won't even need to open your phone or your computer to chat with your friends, read social media, or even watch a video. But for all of these potential benefits, there's still the question of cost. Obviously, truly impressive smart glasses will be very expensive. The eye-watering $3,500 price tag that Apple gave the Vision Pro is likely to stick around for a while longer. But the true cost won't come from your wallet. Smart glasses are the next step in big tech's war against privacy. It isn't the products that have really made their billions, it's the data they've extracted and sold to advertisers. The products are just the only way they can convince people to give it up. A lot of the value for companies like Meta lies in the biometric data everybody gives them. Take the inward-facing cameras. These are needed for eye tracking so that the glasses know what you're looking at, but it'll also mean they'll be taking a facial scan. Then there's the eye tracking itself. It'll tell companies exactly what interests you on a subconscious level. Advertisers would surely love to know what specific ads keep your attention for the longest and what parts of the advert you're looking at. In the worst cases, they'll be able to see through your eyes, learning everything there is to know about your life. Of course, that's still a good few years away. Other than more people having cameras strapped to their faces, smart glasses don't pose more of a risk to your privacy than other modern technology does. Right now, you could just use a hidden camera to do the same thing that Harvard students managed to do with Meta smart glasses. It's the AI tools that did the work of matching the face and searching through the internet. The details those programs found were already publicly available online. It all just put them in one place. It shows that a big part of the problem is with people posting their own personal information rather than the glasses themselves. The glasses didn't actually suck the information out, they just acted as the first part in a long chain of creepy processes, all separate from the glasses themselves. The potential for abuse and societal damage is still very high though. In the philosopher David Chalmers' book Reality Plus Virtual Worlds and the Problems of Philosophy, he lays out just one of the terrifying possibilities. His vision of a possible future is unfortunately easy to imagine. If no one company wins the race for smart glasses and none of them end up dominating the augmented reality market, there will be multiple competitors. Just like with mobile phones today. The difference is though that they'll all offer their own version of digital reality overlaid onto the real world, which will each be separately owned and managed by the companies. As Chalmers says, in Facebook reality, there may be a virtual piano at a certain location in Washington Square. In Apple reality, there may be a virtual sign at the same location. In Google reality, there may be nothing there at all. This is the end game for smart glasses. They will give companies the ability to create their own layers of reality for people to buy into. The clear benefits of this technology, just like with other technology, will come at a steep price. If you want the auto-translation features or the AI assistant, then it will mean letting one of these companies change how you see the world. Considering how much they've already abuse the power they've taken, it's not exactly a very comforting thought. Such a massive change to society is going to make the cultural divisions that social media creates even worse. The echo chambers and the algorithms only showing people what they want to see. That'll all be right there in people's worlds, rather than just on their phones and in their computers. Before all of this can happen though, the technology needs to catch up. There's still quite a few problems left to solve. The first is the battery problem. The kinds that we can mass produce today just don't hold enough of a charge to power true AR technology for very long. Even the bulkiest, most well-powered smart glasses they're prototyping only last for an hour or two without any external power source. It used to seem like the AI parts of the idea were going to take the longest, but with the massive improvements we've seen recently, that seems less likely. Of course, AI would either need lots of power or would need to be hosted on the cloud, but either way, it'll involve a lot of energy being used, so it's another cost they'll have to work around. AI still isn't reliable either. It hallucinates and makes things up, so you can't really trust it on its own. If a company's AI smart glasses started making things up, it could lead to disaster pretty quickly. Even if all the other problems were solved today, people still wouldn't want to rely on smart glasses for their entire life, considering how inconsistent AI can be. These problems will eventually get solved, we've already seen the proof of concept, but it still isn't clear though how long that will take to happen. It could be a matter of a few years, or it could take decades if progress really stalls. But the progress of technology and how many people are using it isn't ever a straight lineup. It happens slowly at first, with only early adopters and enthusiasts opting in at first. But then as it gets more convenient than other technology, the ball gets rolling. And soon enough, it's strange not to use it, and still refusing can mean you get left behind. It's what's happened with the internet, mobile phones, and pretty much every other big technological revolution of the past century. Over that time, it's only gotten faster. It took years and years for cars to really catch on. Televisions became popular much faster though, and mobile phones were even quicker than that. If Zuckerberg and most of the other tech billionaires are to be believed, smart glasses and augmented reality are just the next rung on the ladder. While they do have the potential to create new problems, the greatest danger lies in them making the problems we already have worse. But even then, the technology promises more concrete benefits than other recent developments like social media.